It's the 67th episode of Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
And we have a special guest today. That was my ear horn noise. It's Sophie, otherwise known as Squeaky Deacon Cosplay on Facebook. Do you have any, like, Twitter?
The only other thing that I used to use Twitter, but then I realized that I am very bad at upkeeping multiple websites, so now I just do Facebook and Tumblr.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, which one do I post to?
And it's like, okay, and then I also need to, like, set up this whole, like, list of, like, priorities, like, okay, which one do I need to upload these photos to first? And then
oh, jeez. And then you don't want to upload the same photos because the same people follow you, and you don't want them to have to see it twice.
Oh my gosh.
I get really paranoid. I'm like, but, yeah, thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
We're always looking for guests, and our watchers like it when we have guests, I think, because it mixes it up a little bit. They're tired of our faces. when it's just Kevin and I, people are like, oh.
Yeah, when it's just Kevin and you, they ain't tired of my face.
They're not, because you're interesting.
Hey.
What's going on? So, we actually got a couple emails from people this week. Cynthia Singh sent us something for discussion, possibly. So I thought that was... Ooh. Thank you, Cynthia. Because I'm always, like, trying to find stuff to talk about every week, and it gets crazy.
And I refuse to bring topics.
No, Rebecca doesn't bring anything.
Thank you for filling that void.
We'll pretend.
Cynthia, why don't you be on our podcast? Bye.
Aww. Oh, no. No.
Anyways. It's Anime Midwest is going to share a convention center with a porn convention.
Oh,
so
finally.
So some it doesn't really happen here, but in some, I know it happened in Portland. They didn't share it with a porn one, but they shared it with like a plumber's convention. It was really weird.
Yeah.
But they'll share like opposite sides of the convention center with another one because they renting the whole convention center sometimes isn't financially. So it's in Chicago at the Rosemont Convention Center where Anime Central is held.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first year this is happening. It's called the Exotica Expo with three X's.
Of course.
Oh, with three X's.
Eggs. Oh, I was thinking Exotica.
E-G-G-S. I'd go to that convention.
Exotica.
I'd leave the anime convention and be like, you got some eggs for me?
Yeah.
What's up? apparently anyone with an Anime Midwest badge is being offered a discounted admission to the Porn Expo.
Damn, yeah. Now, granted, I've only really been to one, like, actually, no, that's a lie. I've actually been to two technical anime conventions, KimuriCon and SakuraCon.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, sometimes, like, once it gets, like, later in the evening, they start running, like, M-rated animes, which we all know that means fan service to a high degree. And so it's always kind of like, it's kind of weird because, you know, there will be people going to the anime conventions for that, and then it's just kind of like, oh, so now there's this other thing off to the side.
Yeah.
It's just like, I wonder if they're going to be like having those theaters like really close by. It's like a gradiential flow of like, really PG, you have the 13-year-olds, and then you have like, and then just as it gets worse as you go down the line.
That'd be really cool, actually. you know, we've actually been, there's like a funny panel they do at like Anime Expo, and it's called Hentai Worth Watching, and it's at midnight. There is some crossover, but it's kind of funny that they're doing the discount admission.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're planning adult anime events, and they're doing a cosplay contest and sexy anime seminar.
Well, at least they're embracing it.
Yeah, they saw it, and they're like, let's do everything we possibly can for this. There's like places, some cons have a booth with like the cosplay deviant people, which is like cosplay porn.
It is?
Yeah.
Have I been there?
I don't know. Mm. You can go there, cosplaydeviants.com, I think.
I was going to ask, do the porn convention people get a discount ticket to the anime convention?
Right. Is it the other way around?
Well, see, now, if you're going with the whole gradiential flow thing, then if you have, like,
backwards?
A special badge, it's like some of them you can have, like, both. You don't need to buy because it's basically going to be the same thing. No matter what convention
you go to. That's
true.
You're gonna get sexy anime either side you go on.
That's true.
One is probably during the day, though, and one's probably at night.
It's perfect. Mm. 24 hours.
24-hour sexy anime. It's pretty funny, though. It's not... No one seems to be... I don't know.
I mean, if it was a family-oriented con, but I mean... Yeah,
it says many anime convention attendees are under the age of 18, and the idea that these underage attendees are going to be in immediate proximity of this kind of event doesn't really do anyone good. But this can be blocked off.
Well, this is also something that makes me a little uncomfortable, because I've actually had multiple occasions where, when I was, like, an underage cosplayer, I've had grown men well into their 30s being extremely inappropriate. And what concerns me is that if they're going to be holding, you know, a porn convention and an anime convention, there will be underage girls around. Yeah. I'm not saying that's going to increase the probability of that, but you already have that degree of general creepiness going on at an anime convention, and then you add on to that.
Right.
It's, I don't know, I could see problems arising in the future.
Yeah. If they wander into the anime site. Yeah. Absolutely.
And especially because, like, what if you're new in town and you don't know the area very well, and you start walking around and you wander into the area where you probably shouldn't be.
where it starts mixing a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. No, there was, at Anime Expo, like, years ago, there was, the X Games were there.
Yeah.
And, you can just, like, walk into the convention center, you know, and they would, like, just wander around and, like, yell at people and, like, talk to people, like, all the race car people stuff. And it was just, like, it was a weird, like, mix. And even then, like, it's not even, like, a sexual event, you know? It was just people, and they were just, like, wandering in, like, semi-harassing people. It was weird. It was, like, So, yeah, I can see that being a problem. I can also see it being...
mutually
funny.
Cooperative.
I don't know. You know, it can go both. Like, sure. There's definitely. I assume there's going to be some boundaries that you like. You can't just. They probably won't let you just like wander into the anime side.
I mean, when we went to Wizard World, we did not encounter any of the plumber people unless we like really walked around.
That's true. It was very like you gotta be over here with your badge.
Or let's see, Matsuri. They had the gun show. They had a gun show and an import car show all at the same time.
It was weird. So. Matsuri is in Houston, and the convention center is just weird. And so the anime convention had a majority of the convention hall, but there were like these windows, and you can like look down into some of the exhibition halls. And one of the exhibition halls that someone had reserved was really huge. It was just a bunch of guns, and we were just like watching people buy guns. We were like, oh, that gun's really big.
Yeah.
And then there was like an import car show. But I guess that happens. That's part of the anime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know, because they have like a Miku on it and stuff. And I don't know.
Import car culture. I mean, they all like that kind of stuff. Yeah. Good crossover. I don't know. Anyway, yes. Porn convention.
Yes. I guess as of yesterday, the Anime Midwest organizer, Ryan Kopf released an announcement about it.
And Holly's reading it slowly, trying to stall for time.
This was the convention center that booked it. We did not know about the porn convention being there. Well, everybody would assume that. We've asked them to not do it again. They're hiring additional convention center security staff, approximately double last year's. We're talking about staff about costumes and appropriateness and how to approach these situations.
Because that's something that I'm thinking about right now that would be kind of concerning is that because, you know, anime doesn't always have cosplayers in mind when they design some of these costumes. And they are, you know, pretty revealing. And if you're accidentally wandering around a porn convention, someone
might take it as something
because,
else.
Because, you know, there's that whole, you know, it's actually like a true thing. Like, cosplay is not consent. And that's known there, but if you wander into the more, you know, not...
They don't know what that is.
Then it might be seen as, well, you're here at a porn convention, you're dressed like that, you want this attention.
I can totally see that.
Like,
yep. Only individuals with badges are allowed into the convention space. Local police are going to use security cameras around the venues. Wow.
Well,
they're taking it...
They had those security. Remember, we saw it was like up on a pole and it was flashing lights.
Oh yeah,
that
area is so weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, so it sounds like they're taking it very seriously that this is happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think it is funny on the porn side that they're off. If you're of age, obviously they wouldn't let underage people in there if they knew it. If you're of age, you can get a discount to the porn thing. So there's interesting concepts and obviously very bad things that could come from that. So
we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
stay tuned next week.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening in July, so we'll see what people
not next week.
Talk about it.
No.
No, it's a ways away, but yeah. And then, so Lancetti. Lancetti, we forgot to read your email last week. I'm sorry. We got distracted with talking about thermoplastics.
Oh, right. Talked a lot about that.
I'm going to read the newest one, and then I'll go back to the oldest one, because you might have asked the same ones. I don't know. So everybody, this is to everybody, basically. They just, they send us emails with the questions they like to ask. Is Thibra. The upgrade to Warbla? I'm suspicious because it's cheaper in price. The fact that it heats up quicker might mean it's more prone to warping over the years. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, there are some reviews out there. I know, I think What's Her Butt Kamui cosplay, the Warbla lady, did some stuff with it. So yeah, I mean, Kevin and I have talked about buying all the thermoplastics and just like heating them up at the same time and just like seeing what happens. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we don't know personally. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it does start warping.
Because I've heard people say that when you're using it, especially when you heat it up, it becomes kind of clay-like. Like you can,
oh, really?
Like I know that people, especially with black warbler, you have a huge degree of increased details that you can do with it. You can make much finer lines and like things like that. And it almost crosses that line into a little bit of clay-like with that detail. But, of course, it's still a thermoplastic. It's still a sheet of plastic. You can't quite get that. But I've seen some people use it in ways that makes me think that it's more clay-like even than black warbler. So I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. I want to play with it, though.
Yeah.
I like that it comes in, not, because
doesn't it come in gold?
Yeah, it comes in, like, gold and silver, and it's, like, really shiny.
Yeah.
It's not, like, dull. I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Because that's the problem that I've had when doing a lot of armor pieces is that it's very hard to get a bright, reflective gold.
Yeah.
Because actually what happens with gold is that most gold has green undertones.
Oh, really?
Which usually makes it really dull because not a lot of costumes have colors that complement green. And even just like in general, like wigs and stuff like that, usually green is a really hard color to complement. But so usually people have to try to go for more of the brassy, the orange gold, which usually means that you either have to have black underneath or red underneath and then put gold on top.
Oh, my God.
But having something that's already gold and the gold color that I saw that it had was really nice. It wasn't the green tinted.
It was like an orangey gold.
Yeah, which is like, yes, yes. And that's always something that I've dealt with a lot with colors. Now, forgive me if I'm digressing here, but...
Oh, no, you're fine. This is great.
This is like this whole thing that I always have with doing cosplays, and I always have this debate with myself with the canon versus cosplay, because some things, not only are they not possible, but sometimes there are ways that you can make it look even better, just within their character design. Now, because a lot of my experience with cosplaying is in plug suits and also a lot of Fire Emblem designs more recently, and anyone who has seen art of plug suits knows that they do not have human anatomy. It just it doesn't work. Like, I think I've seen a couple shots of Asuka where her waist was smaller than her wrists, which, I mean, there's just problems with that. But what ends up happening with that is that you have to change your pattern so much to accommodate for that. And also when they have their plugs, they're like sticking out crazy far. And sometimes that looks really neat, sometimes not so much. And so what I always have to do whenever I'm looking at a design is, like, is there a way I can tweak these colors? It might not be true to the design, but it'll just make the costume look better.
Right.
Better in photos, better when you're trying to edit it, just better when you're putting it together with the whole palette of the costume and everything like that. And also just better on a human buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, so I have this really bad habit of when there's something that I really like in a costume, I make it really big, which I realize isn't always the best thing. Like, when there's, like, gold lines on something that I really want to accentuate, I make them really big, not realizing that that's actually not a good idea. Because also what ends up happening is that it makes it, like, have less... Like, it doesn't pop as much, because it kind of creates this different, I don't know, silhouette pattern, visual. Yeah. Just, like, when you're looking at it, it looks different when it's a really thick line compared to a thin line.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I liked that. Rebecca liked it too.
Yeah. Yes. Have you used the gold leafing on stuff before?
I have not.
Okay.
But a costume that I'm working on right now is Perry from Fire Emblem, and she's got some really weird color tones going on with her armor. Like, the gold she has isn't a really bright gold, and the silver she has is kind of a gold silver. And so what I've had to do in like a lot of other Fire Emblem designs is that they love gold. They use gold so much their designs. Yeah. And they have like a huge array of gold colors too. So I actually have three different gold paints that I use depending on what color gold that I want. There's the really bright orange gold. There's kind of the dull, more like almost like a light silver gold. And there's like the brass or the green gold. And I'm just like, oh my god. And I have to use all of them because they just use gold so much.
That's pretty awesome cosplay. Sorry, Rebecca was just looking it up.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get it done by Anime Expo. And I kind of have this tendency where, especially people really know me, I work really, really fast on costumes. Like, I started cosplaying Fire Emblem in January. Since then, I have finished Elise, Hanuka, Laszlo, and I'm starting on Perry.
Wow.
I don't know why I work so fast, because like, I have so much else going on in my life. Like, I'm also trying to get a degree in physics. I'm also trying to publish a book. I'm also practicing music. And then I'm also, like, making four costumes in the span of, like, a couple months. I don't really know.
I admire you right now.
Yeah, but, oh, gosh, I was going to go somewhere with this. I was going to try to get her done for Anime Expo. And originally I was going to do Darkblood Corrin. And if those of you who are familiar with the design, it's pretty intricate. It's a really complex armor design. And I thought, well, considering how quickly I've worked before, I bet I can get it done. Month and a half, I can do it. But I'm kind of sitting there to myself. It's like, do I want to do that,
right,
though? Like, I know I can.
You probably got finals coming up.
That's what I'm thinking about, too. So I have, like, finals. And somehow I have to write, like, five final papers.
Well, if you ever do this, I want to take a picture of you in that cosplay. I get dibs. So.
And actually, I feel really bad about this because it's like, I'm trying to organize, actually right now, a really big Fire Emblem photo shoot. Mm.
And Anime Expo?
Yeah. Not just at Anime Expo, but, like, because it's like, that's the other thing is that, like, because I'm in this area and I haven't in the past traveled too much for conventions, but that's changing. I am going to Anime Expo and I am starting to travel more for conventions. I've been very limited to just the cosplayers in this area. I mean, granted, I've met some very wonderful people, and they're very nice and very nice. But I'm also trying to reach out to more people. But like I said, I'm trying to organize this really big Fire Emblem photo shoot right now. And it's just kind of a mess because everybody's like, some people want it to take place during PAX because it was going to be in August. Some people don't want it to take place during PAX. And then some other people are like, well, I might be in the area. It's like, I need to know when you will be in the area.
You got
to
be like, yeah, we're doing it here. If you can't make it, I'm sorry. You know, it's
yeah, that's what I'm kind of like. I'm trying to need to learn, like, also two things is that the bigger cosplay groups you try to manage, the more chaos it's going to fall into.
And not everybody's going to be able to make it either. And they're going to be like, you know,
vocal
about it. And
it becomes such a cynical person.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Where, like, I'll be seeing people, like, I'm going to organize this group and we're going to have 20 people. I'm like, oh, honey, that's not going to work. Something will go wrong, I guarantee you.
It's really hard. We did a, at SakuraCon, we did a really quick shoot for a friend, and they had a group of, it was the whole, like, Sailor Moon people. And how many people was that?
Well, nine sailors,
The moons. Lillian was there. I don't know, it was...
So a baseball team?
Yep. Okay. It was a whole baseball team. And, well, nine people.
Sorry.
I was there with you.
All right.
And even that, like, just getting, like, everybody to, they all their outfits looked exactly the same. They got, like, the same pattern. They bought, like, the earrings from the same Etsy store. And, like, they were all there in time. And I was like, the fact that you guys, like, all did this and, like, made the boots exactly the same and, like, everything's the same and you all showed up on time and you're ready to go. I was like, my mind is blown right now. Like,
yeah, because like, at first I was like, you know, maybe I'll just have, like, anybody who wants to do Fire Emblem can show up. Then I'm like, oh my god, that's gonna be massive. Because, like, especially when I went to the SakuraCon photo shoots, like, I used to cosplay Homestuck a lot. I've grown past those days. But I'm used to, like, sometimes meetups being, like, 200 to 300 people. And I'm oh my God. Yeah. But luckily, I went away from that. And then I started doing, like, other things. And then I would be more used to, like, 30 people showing up. Yeah. But then, like, there was, like, another, like, 100 people showing up to these meets. I'm like, oh, damn. Brings me back to the old days. But then I realized that that was going to be ridiculous. So now I'm trying to decide if I want to do both of the royal families, which would be, I think, like, 12. Nope. Not 12. I think it would just be like 10 people, or if I want to do like just one side, but I just don't know.
I know.
Because there's just so many people. And what I've also noticed with, like, groups when you try to do that, like, everybody is at different levels. Like, sometimes people don't know what to do for posing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know the whole issue of, like, making sure you're not blinking at a photo?
Right.
Well, imagine trying to do that with, like, six people and making sure all of them are making, like, a flattering face. Because I don't want to post a photo of someone where something is extremely unflattering to one person. Everybody else looks great. And then that one person is, like, mid-blink or, like, in the middle of a cough or something.
If you know someone that's good with a camera or Photoshop, like, sometimes if there's groups and someone looks better than the other, I'll, like, take their face from a different photo and, like, put it, like, nicely
on their face. Because that's also something that I've been trying to do, is because it's really difficult for me to go out and, like, get professional photographies done, like, every time I finish a costume.
Yeah.
So what I've been trying to do is just, like, with the cameras that I have, and do some, like, really fancy Photoshop, because I've also had Photoshop, and I've been using Photoshop for a few years, but for digital art, not for photography.
Right.
And so I'm trying to do that now, and I'm having the issues, like, sometimes there'll be a poll, like, oh my gosh, I love the expression that this person is making, but I look like I just, like, I don't know, sprained my knee or something. That's not good. So it just, it's
the more people in the photo, the harder it is. Yeah. Just, that's why when we do photo shoots, we limit it to two.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, once, even like, you're like, what's the big deal with three? It's just like, it just becomes this thing.
Yeah, so that's the other thing too, is that what, like, I'm trying to deal with planning this is that a lot, and, like, understandably, a lot of photographers do not feel comfortable with, like, really large groups. And, like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's so many other things. Number one, you have to hope that everyone's going to show up on time. Everyone's going to, like, be in a good mood and not be, like, really just kind of a not good person. I don't know, for lack of a better word. And so it's just like, oh, lordy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty difficult.
So I'm going to take this opportunity here and do our mid-roll here. So, if you'd like to support Elite Cosplay and like to hear more of these podcasts, you can go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. That'll take you to our affiliate link. That affiliate link gives us a small kickback on any purchases you make from Amazon. Those kickbacks help us more make more podcasts and more content for you guys. If you'd like to also directly support us, you can go to elitecosplay.com/shop and pick up a shirt. We have two right now. We have a couple more designs coming down the pipe right now.
We do. We're going to probably have a poll. Because we have a couple that we like and we can't choose.
Pipes, poles, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah, we're a construction company now.
Yep. We're going to have probably a poll, and you guys will be able to choose which design you like the most. So that'll be fun.
Can I get on a yellow shirt?
Yeah.
We can get a yellow shirt.
I like yellow.
No, you don't.
Anyway. EliteCosplay.com/Amazon. EliteCosplay.com/shop.
I like it.
Anything there will greatly help us. And anyway, thank you. Back to
Hobbit. Lanzetti said, do you have any experience with black warbler? Apparently it doesn't bond itself as well as regular cardboard colored warbler.
That's what I've had a lot of issues when I made my Hanukkah and I did a lot of the armor for that. And she has a lot of like overlapping armor pieces. And it's, in general, I don't want to say very complex, but just the shapes are unconventional. And what ended up happening is that like I would think that it was going to stay on because it forms that bond, but I would start, like, moving around for a photo, and it would fall off. Like, the little pieces for around the wrist. Like, especially areas where you have a lot of movement.
Your joints.
Your elbows. Just in general, your joints. And so, because at first I thought, like, oh, it's going to stick. I've heard people say warbler sticks to itself. That's neato. Yeah, no. And that's definitely a problem I've been having, is that, like, my life is glue. Like, so much of what I have to do with costuming is, like, I have, like, this whole, like, list of the ultimate glues that I like to use. And it's just like, ugh.
Even with regular warbler, I still, like, if I'm doing it in an area I know it's going to be difficult, I still even glue it.
Yeah.
Because it does stick to itself, but I don't trust it. I'm like, nope, glue.
And I remember, it's like, I have very special requirements for when I will allow myself to use hot glue in warbler, because, you know, something hot bonding to something that melts with heat. Yeah, that's gonna not end well all the time. So what I usually have to do is that I'll only do it if there's a layer of foam on top or in between, because it's like, I've had that issue before. At first, I didn't think it through, but I just had like two layers of flat warbler. I was like, I'm just gonna hot glue it together because that's a good idea. Yeah,
and it ripples a little bit. Yeah,
it was not a good idea.
What's the hot glue and foam, right?
Foam core?
The foam, the insulation foam that you buy, the purple stuff.
Oh, yeah, the pink?
Yeah, pink stuff. And then you, like, hot glue it and it just, like, melts into
I also experienced difficulties with
you're
that.
Like, no.
I mean, you would think that I would know better because, like I said, I'm going into physics for a degree. So you think that I would, like, have a little bit of a better understanding of, you know, stuff like this. And yet here I am, not really having that much, but who knows.
They said, I found a video that showcased how to make your own cookie sheet of Warbler at home using a food processor. It was really interesting. Supposedly, the recipe for Warbler is open source. We need to try this. Just for fun. I don't know. I don't know what it would be made out of.
I would definitely do that.
Yeah, what's that video,
DIY,
man?
DIY Warbler. I don't know.
Try it. Well, do you probably... How do you get the stickiness on the back, though?
Right, that's a process. I mean, if you're just trying to make the plastic, sure, you could probably grate up different plastics and melt it together, but I don't know.
That's interesting. I'm going to look for that, and then I'll make a really sad video about me trying to do it.
Yes.
It's actually funny, is that as I'm starting to do more complex armor pieces, I'm actually starting to move away from Warbler. And I mean, I used to use it a lot for certain aspects of plug suits, like the neck armor, mm-hmm. and also Asuka, with lack of a better word, her boob cups. but like, as I'm starting to do other things that need to be a little bit sturdier, I've actually preferred EVA foam for doing a lot of other armor pieces. And I've also talked to a lot of other people who do armor, and they also usually use EVA foam.
Yeah,
like,
I still
use that for like other things. Like if I'm doing finger armor, it's so fine that like I like to use Warbler for that. Also, Warbler's just so expensive.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, it's definitely a worthwhile purchase. But as time goes on, I'm actually starting to learn that, you know, sometimes actually foam can be better than Warbler. Because I used to think Warbler was the only thing you can use. It's the most useful. Mm. It's like, oh, you can't do anything without Warbler. And that is a lie. You can do lots of stuff without Warbler.
I think it's just the most famous right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think... How do you say this? It looks like Serenity, but...
Serenity?
Nope.
No.
Just Serenity. It's a Serenity Fiora. Oh, it's a child cosplayer.
Aww.
And they said, sorry, I've never heard of this person before, so I might not be the person
to
answer this.
I haven't heard of her before either.
Do you think she actually makes her own costume or has lots of help? Oh, she probably has help. She doesn't know how to do anything, but I would assume her parents
children
help
dexterity.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hammer, smash.
There's
as much as I could do.
Yeah, she does some armor. I mean, it's really good. Hmm. I'll show you too.
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I
assume that some of that's resin, I think, or it looks like resin a little bit, or it's clear Warbler, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would assume you need help with some of that.
As a parent of a child, you'd want to help them with that kind of stuff.
Does she fall into the realm of toddlers and tiaras cosplay style?
Oh, yeah, that's something I was thinking about the other day, is that I hate that this makes me feel uncomfortable, but it does make me feel uncomfortable sometimes when people kind of incorporate a child or even an elderly person almost like a prop. To their costume. Like, I understand that can be cute and it can kind of be bringing them around, but I've also seen a couple times where it's very clear that the child was not having a good time at the convention.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it was definitely too much, but the parent or whoever was in charge of the child still brought them along. It's like, you know, it's definitely fun to engage with your child and, like, to use them, but also I'm kind of like, it does kind of feel like they're using them almost like a prop.
Sometimes I see them having a good time, like they like the attention, and some of them are a little shy, and I don't know. They probably don't know what's going on either.
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea. They're like, this is clothes I'm wearing that my mom put on me.
I mean, also there's the other issue of understanding that if they are a parent, that if they do want to go to the convention, they either have to try to find some way to have somebody watch the child or pay for childcare or bring them with them. And it's like, why not bring them with them? Unless they're a child that has difficulties with large groups of people and has shown distress.
Which I think I would when I was a kid. I was pretty shy. I think if there was like a circle of people around me taking pictures, I'd be like, what is happening? But I mean, it looks like this girl, it looks like she's having a good time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can see how her parents might be like, do the cosplay contest. I don't know. Because on one of them, she's on stage.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I mean, she could like the attention. So
I remember even when I was just a wee soph, I really liked costumes and characters. Like, I was always into everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, starting with Pokemon. Like, even my parents, like, I remember when I was like 4, they were showing me anime. What was funny is that they didn't really like anime that much. They just thought, oh, it's a cartoon. That must mean that it's appropriate for children. Yeah, that only lasted for like a couple months until they discovered that. No,
they started watching.
Yeah, yeah. And they even, like, started, like, when I was really little, I think, 4, they had me and my sister watch Princess Mononoke.
Oh, wow.
What was really weird about that is that, yeah, it was horribly violent. Like, within, like, I think the first 15 minutes, somebody, like, gets decapitated by an arrow and has his arms fly off. But for some reason, I really related to the worm monster. Like, I wanted my mom to make me a Halloween costume of that, and she actually did it. She actually did it. So when I was four,
you need to throw back Thursday that picture.
I was a worm monster. I don't know why, of all of the characters, that was the one that I was attached to.
That's so awesome. I think I would have been scared of it.
I don't. I thought. But like, you know what's really weird is that when I was about 10 and I watched Nausicaa, the old woman terrified me. Like, I had nightmares based off of that old woman. Like, I remember waking up in the middle of the night, like, oh my god, I should not have watched that movie. She's too terrifying. But I was totally fine. In fact, I love the worm creature. Yay, worms. Old women, no.
No, no, no. I was scared of the glob monster from, oh no, I forgot it. The Save the Forest movie.
That's Ferngully.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was afraid of the little. I don't know what he was. He was like oil. He kind of looked like oil. He scared the crap out of me. He was destroying the forest. And he spoke. That just blew my mind. So, they say in cosplay we focus on the makeup and wigs a lot, but I've never heard anyone talk about nails, to paint them or to not, to clean them. If a character doesn't have nail polish on, is it something that doesn't really matter? There's a huge portion of people who focus on nail art as a viable business. I'm always like, I think, do you need some fruit sugar?
That's across the room.
Oh. It's, oh. Sorry. It's, I thought it was mad at you. Like,
I know, I meant to put it farther away.
It is mad at me. Okay. I think when I think of myself, like, a lot of the characters don't have nail polish on. Because it's just a small detail. It's probably, like, the animators are like, no. But I think when I think of myself cosplaying, like, I was making this one with, like, black armor. And I was like, I want black nails. Like, she didn't have black nails, but I was like, it goes with it, you know. So, to me, I'm like, oh, yeah. But as a photographer, I don't really care.
That's what makes me really sad. Because, like, recently I've been on... Because I have this really bad habit of when I sink my teeth into a series, like, that series will be my life for, like, the next... I don't know, 6 to 7 months, and I will only cosplay from that series.
Like Fire Emblem?
Yeah, that's what I'm in right now. And they all have gloves. Like, honestly, all of them have gloves. Like, I really wanted to do some, like, really cute nail polish for Elise. Yeah, I didn't get to do that, because she has gloves. But, I mean, that's why I'm really happy with Perry, because something I've always wanted to do was claws.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten the chance to do claws yet. And granted, it's armor claws, but it's still claws. It's still good enough for
you
me.
You did something like that, right?
Armor type cloth. Viola.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it very well. Because I didn't know how to... Well, it was just the beginning of armor making for me.
Right. That's true.
So, they were kind of wobbly.
I think in pictures they look good, though. It was just foam, right? And you spray painted it silver.
Yeah.
It looked good.
I usually have to have a designate... Whenever I have gloves, or I'm definitely anticipating having this for the claws, I always have to have a designated phone person who is responsible for answering all of my texts, or if I have a call or, like, texting people, because, boy howdy, it is a hassle either A, trying to use your phone through gloves, or B, trying to get your gloves off and then your phone, and then somebody asks you for a picture, and then you have to put them back on.
Yeah.
And it's just a hassle.
You can throw it in the hallway if it's bothering you. It is a medical device, so don't break it.
Yeah, I would say as a photographer, like, I don't, like, some characters I don't know well, but I think it would be bad if you had, like, really chipped nail polish. Like, to me, that's, like, distracting. I'm like, oh, and then I gotta, like, fix it so, like, color in the rest of your nails. So I would either go, like think about what nails they would have if they showed, and then if they don't, just do nice, plain, like, clips.
Like, the glossy ones?
Like... What are they, like, generic, like, food network host, where they have like, tan nails?
That's a detail only you pick up on.
Sorry, it's distracting. I'm like, why can't they have their nails be, like, red? I don't know.
Because Giada has to make food.
It's everybody.
Because red is violent.
I don't know, it's like, it'll get in the food. I don't know. Have you, looked into selling your shirts through a middleman platform, like... Yeti? We thought about it when we first were designing them.
Yes.
But I don't know. know. I kind of like, we have a local screen printer, and they're really nice, and they do a really good job. And yeah. I'm all about like local shit, and I'm like, oh yeah, like we got it designed by a girl we know, and then printed it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I like having control, maybe sure. a little bit.
Yeah.
What's your thought on it? You're just looking at me.
I mean, I like it. I like us having full control over stuff. We do have to have a storage place to store all of our t-shirts, but we can ship them out on our own time.
Yeah.
We don't have to meet a minimum quota on any orders.
Yeah, some of them you have to meet a quota for them to even start shipping it.
Yeah.
And that, I think, gives me anxiety.
Yeah, actually, I was dealing with some of that, too, because I'm starting to try to make merchandise, not just for, like, you know, selling cosplay prints, but, like, also, like, art and stuff yeah. like that, mm-hmm. and, like, start making keychains and stuff like that, and that's a huge issue for me because I don't have ready access to a post office. Like, there's one, but it sucks ass, and I hate it, and it's the worst. So I really don't want to have to go, and every time I get an order, go down there right. and deal with that hellhole and try to ship it. Like, But also, it's like, there is that degree of control. It's like,
yeah.
well, number one, you can look at your product, make sure it's right. So right. if somebody gives you a customer complaint or something, like, you know what went wrong because you saw it.
Right.
And then also it's just kind of like you understand like how much you're not going to make more or less than what you need.
Right.
And it's like it is the control. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why I wanted it because
if we were bigger, if we knew we had a huge volume.
I think if we were mega popular, yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with it because yeah. people would just probably order more and it wouldn't be an issue.
But,
right. Yeah, we're not that. What are the five things you hate about cosplay? Both of you, go.
All right. So for me... unwarranted critiques. Mm. Like, when someone...
We talk about that a lot on yeah. this podcast.
Like, so it's just, like, when somebody's just like, you did this wrong. It's like, I don't care. Like, 1-800-DID-I-ASK. also, issues of people just grabbing my cosplay in the middle of a convention. I've actually had... It's funny that I brought these two up in order, because I actually had that happen twice. Somebody just walked up, grabbed my Lee's wig. You did this wrong. Your pigtails are too short.
What?
I'm like...
They grabbed it?
Yeah.
Oh, hell
it
no.
It was like, okay, I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm just going to kind of walk away.
Yeah.
Unwarranted critiques, people grabbing, touching without my consent, people posting really unflattering photos, like photographers, because it's like... You can't control them, and the cosplayer doesn't control them, mm-hmm. and that they might get a lot of hate or might have flack for that, because I know I have gotten that over certain photographers. Like, I know a lot of them were unprofessional. They were just, like, had a camera with mm-hmm. them, and they took photos, but, of course, they weren't flattering. I was, like,
you mean,
blinking.
Like, tagging you and,
yeah.
and stuff?
Or, like, posting them online. I mean, luckily, they didn't really link back to my page.
Oh, see, that makes me paranoid, because I've taken pictures of photos, and I'm like, I hate that fucking picture. And I'm like, I'm sorry. To me, you look normal.
These were like, you could tell something was like, no, right. don't post those. Like, I wasn't even looking up. Like, I was this. And I was like, oh, my God. So, yeah, there was that. Just, like, walking or having, if you're in a group at a convention and all of your group aren't wearing heels and they walk really fast by you, or you're in a costume that really limits your
right.
speed,
yeah.
and they just totally leave you behind, like, I'm dying, please don't leave me alone, and then they just keep walking anyway, and you're like, what's the fifth thing? I gotta think about this. I am not sure. I'm sure, because trust me, I can be so salty when I want to be like, oh my gosh, I can go.
Oh, especially at cons when you're tired.
Yeah,
you're just,
oh my
like,
gosh.
Everything.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Like, at conventions when I get really exhausted, really tired, and people start, like, I'm sitting down. Like, I've actually had it where I was, like, laying down in the middle of the hallway because I was so tired, and somebody asked me for a photo. I'm like, what about me right now lets you think that I'm ready for a photo? But they still asked for it, and I still did it because I don't know.
You got any, Rebecca?
Mine is... one of the five.
Mine
was... I was like, sweet Jesus, when I thought she couldn't come up with the fifth one, I was like, oh, God, they're going to look at me.
Mine is... Sorry for having you on the podcast.
No!
mine is, like, stuff, like, when crafting. Like, I hate sanding mm-hmm. so much. Like, when I have to sand, I'm like... And then I, like, sand a little bit. I'm like, this is good enough, right? Like, waiting for paint to dry because I want to do layers. I want to keep going.
Yeah.
And you have to wait.
Well, somebody has to clean all this up, so...
Yeah, cleaning up your mess... like while you're doing it and when you're done, because like usually you're like all crafted out and you're like, I'm tired, and then you look around and there's just like piles of crap around you and you're like, I have to clean this up to make this a livable space. especially in our apartment. We have a really tiny one. So Kevin lives here too, and he just walks in the living room and he's like, sweet Jesus. Certain like sewing things. I don't know what. You're good at sewing though. Like sewing doesn't bother you.
I hate sewing vinyl.
It doesn't bother me.
No.
Oh,
just wearing
this is
it.
Like a really particular thing about sewing.
Wearing a wig.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's itchy. Especially, really? I can't believe, like, you're the Elise that was, like...
So this is just, like, a weird random fact. I have this habit of putting heavy things on my head. I don't know why. I just kind of do, like, if I'm sitting watching TV, sometimes I'll put my textbook on my head. Don't know why I do
that.
So
your neck is, like, super buff.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, trust me, I sometimes get neck cramps, and it is, like, the end of the world, but... So having the Elise wig didn't really feel that particular because I'm like, I'm used to this. I've trained for this all of my life. But like this really weird sewing thing that I have difficulties with is like vinyl. And with like if I don't have a particular zipper foot, especially if I'm sewing four-way stretch or shiny vinyl, the metal sticks to the vinyl and it won't
it like
move.
Drags.
So I have to move it by hand, which causes a lot of problems, and it usually results in the needle bending.
Oof.
Because there's no way that you're gonna move it at exactly the rate that the machine is like
right.
operating. So you're gonna there's either gonna be too slow or too fast, and it's just like
wow.
It's a pain.
Wow. Yeah, a lot like cosplay, like a lot of the shoes I choose are bad.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
As I'm getting older, I'm like, flats or something with like a wedge that's more easy.
It's like, I feel really bad because in designs, I really love high boots.
So you should go get it.
And Dan the man
Sorry.
Is going to give
it. Rebecca's pump is very upset.
It says
I'm not even wearing it.
Well, that's the sad. It's like I'm not connected. Is she dead?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It thinks you're dead.
Who fucking cares if I'm dead?
Everybody does.
Oh yeah. How many
Sorry, it
things?
Went to a point where it was like not
sorry.
Stopping. It was like an alarm. Anyway, sorry.
I'll reconnect it.
Yeah. How did your feet hold up? Because you had those.
So,
boots.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, when I did Elise, it was really odd because she's supposed to be shown as pretty short, and I'm like average height, so it felt really weird for me to have to wear heels for a short character when I'm already average height, but I had to do it because canon.
Right.
But it hurt. It was so painful. Mm. Like, literally, like, probably I could go about 30 minutes to an hour standing up,
and
then I had to like go down, and I had these like. I call them advanced Crocs. They're like these fabric Crocs.
Advanced Crocs.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever seen them, but that's just a picture, an advanced Croc, and that's what these are. And I had them in my bag, and I have to use them. Like, whenever I'm in the vendor's hall, I have to wear them because I will not be able to walk fast, and I will not be able to walk long in
my
heels.
You need to squeeze
heels.
Through people and
yeah.
trip. And
oh, you know. Gosh. Oh, that's another thing I really hate, navigating the vendor's hall in a really complex or ornate costume.
People do not
people
give a
do
fuck.
People do not care. People will run into you. People will just, like,
oh,
and
yeah.
they're just like, oh, my God.
Rebecca and I experienced that at Anime Expo when we went together, like, years ago. Like, I had those armor pieces, and they were really
oh,
delicate
yeah.
on top, and someone would just be like, dong, and, like, it would just, like, fly
yeah,
off,
oh
and I'd
gosh.
Be like,
Yeah, oh my gosh, I completely relate to that. Like, that it is such a hassle, and it's just like, please be nice to me, I'm fragile.
Yeah, Kevin, if he has to walk around with, like, our photo bag, it has, like, our umbrella sticking out of it. And people, like, you know, they don't look around when they're walking.
Yeah.
So they'll, like, run into it or, like, goose themselves with our umbrella. And they'll be like, and, like, they think, like, we're just, like, poking them. And it's like, no, you did that to yourself. You poked yourself. Because it's not, like, out of the way. It's, like, very short. It's, like, barely sticking off of the bag. So, I don't know. People just, like, climb over other people
no,
to get.
People don't care.
It gets
something that I do really like. Is when I have a clean workspace.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Especially after a really big project, I'm like, I gotta clean. I can't go on like this. And then I have to go, and it's just, like, looking at this nice, neat, clean, big, open space. It's just, like, yes.
It's so satisfying.
It is so satisfying.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel good. It's like, yeah, I'm so ready to destroy this. And just completely break
Make
it.
Make it a mess again.
Yeah. It's a cycle of life and death.
This one's to me. How is the wig progress coming along with the tangling wefts. Did you find a solution?
Yeah. So I was having a problem. Mm-hmm. I was like, had these wefts, and like the second I like opened them up, it was just like explosion of tangles.
Yeah,
and
I
was,
like, no. I with Elise, I had that problem.
Yeah. And so because I had cut a chunk off and it had gotten so messed up, I couldn't save it. So the rest of the chunk, I was just very delicate, like super like mellow. And like, if it did get a little tangled, I would take I have a wig brush and I would just like lightly like touch it. And it ended up working fine.
When I work with wefts, that's what I had to do. I had to work in really slow-mo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, I just gotta be super calm, super slow. Don't make any sudden movements.
Exactly. Like, you gotta have, like, a large flat surface. Like, yeah. It was my first time working with wefts, so I was just, like, treating it like a wig. I was like, yeah. Wee!
Because that's what I thought, too. I thought, like, oh, wefts, they're not gonna tangle. It's, like, loose hair. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was way more insane than any wig I've ever touched.
Past, I've used wig detangling spray. I'm thinking about this now. If wig detangling spray would work with wefts, I don't know.
Wait, isn't that what you bought?
I bought, it's like,
coconut oil.
It's oil for oil. Hair. It's for, like, fake hair.
Yeah.
It didn't help the weft that was already, like, beyond.
Yeah.
That weft was so gone. I was trying to save it, and it was beyond saving.
No.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Oh. I have to control this.
He has to wrangle me sometimes. All right. Yes. Well, thank you so much for coming, Sophie.
No problem.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. You were great. Yes. If you are interested in supporting us, go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon. Do your regular Amazon shopping. We get a kickback from that. Or you can go to our store at elitecosplay.com/shop and buy some t-shirts.
Yes. We'll get back to the rest of the questions on the next podcast.
Yeah, there was
a couple more.
A couple more.
Yeah.
It's okay. Thanks for emailing us, Cynthia and Linsetti. We appreciate it very much.
If you do have any other questions, you can email.
Write in the comments on the YouTube video, or you can email us at info@elitecosplay.com.
Or if you'd like to be a guest in the future, info@elitecosplay.com also works.
Yep.
Just let us know.
Yep. We got cheese and blueberries.
This week.
We're really nice hosts. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.